statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom. Let's Talk Nutrition is a health talk show that features scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, and experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Listen for a chance to win daily prizes and follow Let's Talk Nutrition on Facebook and Instagram at Let's Talk Nutrition or on Twitter at LTN Radio. It's time for some inspiration. Tune in to get fit and healthy. It's time to talk about nutrition. Nutrition for your body, your mind, your spirit. It's time to talk about proper exercise, stress relief, eating well, and supplementation to help. Get ready to take charge of your health because your health is your wealth and the wealth of those who care about and love you. It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition with Dr. Michael Garko. Welcome to the show.
And welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition. Thanks for tuning in on this Veterans Day edition of LTN, and thank you for your service, for sure, all you veterans. I guess that was a big deal with the football this weekend. I saw that I didn't watch any of it, but when I was changing channels, I saw that at some of the games, people were dressed in military uniform. You know, they had on the sidelines, some of the teams had Army kind of clothes on, gear, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's something.
I know the month of October they always do like breast cancer awareness for the NFL, and then
November pink.
Is
yeah. I did see. I stopped. There was an interview with this young man, veteran, lost his whole arm and part of his shoulder, and he was sitting on a sofa. And one of the football players had contacted him and was writing to him. And I sat there and I looked at, you know, and I said, you know, what a sacrifice. What a sacrifice. And then they showed photographs of the young man prior to the war injury. You know, beautiful young man, right? Just wholesome. And there he sits. And he was optimistic. And then my mind turned to, and how people are caught up in such nonsense. When you see that kind of sacrifice and what he almost gave his life, and so much of his health now is, God knows what else is going on with him. And that's just remarkable to me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying. I hope your weekend was good, and I know in some parts of the country the weather has now turned snowing and 20 degrees and lower, and here we are in Florida, and I sit, and behind me you see that beautiful palm tree with the Gulf. That's the Gulf behind me. Blue sky.
I'm going to switch it out for snow later.
I'm going to do it.
Should I put my jacket on?
Yeah. You got to come in with like a parka or something, a hoodie.
One of my friends who grew up in Florida, he's from Florida, is going camping this weekend in Tennessee, and he said it's going to be in the 20s. I was like, yeah, you're going to end up at the Holiday Inn. You're not going to, no way you're going
to
make it.
I like to camp at the Waldorf and places like that.
He's talking tent camping. I was like, no way you're going to make it.
I like camping in those nice, you know, just hotels.
Luxurious hotel rooms.
Oh, that's
where you
great.
Get the free robe.
I don't wear those stupid robes. That's good camping to me. I don't know.
I'm with you.
I don't have to bring
in 20 degree weather.
I don't have to bring a Coleman stove or a canteen or anything.
No way.
Oh my! Some people love that, you know. That's just not me.
Me either.
I do like hiking, though. Right? Hiking is good.
Yeah.
This is good, and. We're just chatting here, sort of getting into the into the groove.
Again, not in 20-degree weather, though.
Right. Ever. Not me, at least.
My daughter lives in Chicago, and it...
I remember when I went to Chicago, I remember coming back.
I remember leaving, yes.
I remember coming back to Tampa, but no, I was dressed like I was going back to Florida, of course, but it was like the day before Thanksgiving. It was 28 degrees.
Oh, that's nothing. What are you talking about?
I had cargo shorts on.
Listen, my daughter called me last winter, one morning, in a frantic. And she said, Dad, it's 30 below.
Those days are brutal. Everything hurts. They're
30
awful.
Below.
It physically hurts.
And she had to go to work. And she called everybody that works for her, told them to stay home. 30 below. She had never seen anything like that.
I don't ever want to. I feel uncomfortable. I feel frozen.
We have listeners and viewers that live in these places where it's like that. When I call and I ask them. And why do I ask about the weather? Because it has such a bearing on our health, psychologically, physically, and how you live, your lifestyle, the quality of your life. It is strenuous and stressful.
Absolutely.
To live in that weather, man.
I feel like everybody goes through some sort of change when the weather changes. Whether Absolutely. Your bones start hurting, your nose gets more, your lips gets chapped. Like, I get nosebleeds in the winter. That's my thing. I get really dried up and I get nosebleeds.
Like I love the winter.
Some people get chapped lips. Like, everybody goes through something when the weather changes.
Absolutely. Then there's the question, you know, does the weather, do people feel more pain in the wintertime? I saw a story trending. I will find it. There's one trending today as we're talking about it. And I will dig it up. It's trending. I will get it. Promise. We love it when you call. That's why we come to work, to talk with you and to share ideas and to, you know, find our way through the maze of and the voluminous amount of information that is just we're awash in information. Then there's information, then there's junk information, and then there's, you know, there's credible messengers, and then there are those messengers, you wouldn't want them delivering a pizza, let alone a good, you know, some message about your health, right? Make Katie laugh.
I giggled, I'm literally looking for probably the same story as you.
Okay.
I'm just trying to get over it.
Katie, please share with the listener and the viewer and so they can tell other people, too, how they can connect and make contact with LTN.
I would love to. You can give us a call at 877-897-8255. That's 877-897-TALK. You can always email Dr. Garko personally as well. His email is drgarko@letstalknutrition.com. And if you visit letstalknutrition.com on your phone or your computer, you'll find all of our past shows. They're sorted by date and title. We have all of our shows on there. So there's quite a library of shows. You can also find us on Facebook. Just search Let's Talk Nutrition. We post our live stream there every day as well as some articles we talk about throughout the show. Make sure to like our page and share us with your friends. We're also on YouTube. Our live stream is there as well. And if you subscribe to us, you'll get a notification every day when we go live.
We'll pester you. No, we won't. No, we won't.
Just once a day. Just once okay. a day we'll pester.
So this story goes back in time. Neither of you were not even an idea in anybody's head. Back in 1955, Philip Morris, and I would love to know the crew that put the campaign together. Philip Morris initiated probably one of the most successful marketing campaigns of all time, much to the detriment of humankind. What am I referring to? You have any idea?
I don't.
Okay. You ever hear the Marlboro Man?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The Marlboro Man was a fella, was an image, an idea, a concept in television commercials. And over the years, they had different men play that role. What's ironic about all this, Marlboro as a cigarette, when it was first introduced into the marketplace, was intended for women. And then I guess the sales weren't doing as well. And they decided to start a campaign featuring the Marlboro man. Well, one of the men who played, who was in the commercials, his name was Robert Norris. What's ironic about Mr. Norris is that he never smoked and he did the commercials. He died at 90. Handsome guy. And when we come back, I'll tell you more about the story and the power of marketing and its influence on our health.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grass, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
The science of psychology tells us there is a connection between looking more attractive and having more self-confidence. One way to look more attractive is to have healthy-looking hair. Ridgecrest Herbal's award-winning Hair Revive can support healthy, attractive hair. Hair Revive is formulated with a stress-fighting complex, hair growth ingredients, a hormone-balancing complex, and Chinese herbs. Taken together, the ingredients in Hair Revive promote hair growth, encourage healthier, thicker-looking hair, and support recovery from damaging hairstyling techniques, harsh chemicals, and daily stress. So start looking more attractive with healthier, thicker, and shinier hair with Ridgecrest Herbal's Hair Revive. Visit rcherbals.com for more information or call 1-800-242-4649 and mention this ad. That's 1-800-242-4649.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. Natural factors where great health begins. Kyolic, aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Celsius, live fit. Flora, 100 years of herbal wisdom. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome back. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition. Talking about the fellow, one of the men who played the role of the Marlboro man in one of the, as I said, in my opinion, one of the most influential marketing campaigns of all time, and to the detriment of humankind. There he is. See that image? That we're showing the image. That's when he was young. He died. He died at 90. He never smoked. And you know, even I'm looking at one photograph of him. He's much older than the photograph that was just the image that was just shown when he was young doing the commercials. Handsome man. That's not an accident. Well, these campaigns. He quit. He did it for 14 years. And then he was struggling with doing it because of his children, and he decided not to do it anymore. He felt guilty. Now I remember a time, and I saw it with my own eyes, and heard it with my own ears. Doctors, physicians, licensed, real doctors on TV. promoting cigarette smoking, saying ridiculous lies and stupid things. Unconscionable. When you think of the toll, the number of people who have died from smoking, and I'm sure that number is out there. I bet you can find it. I bet there's a metric that has calculated the number of people who have died in this country from smoking. When you have these kind of campaigns, and then doctors on TV back in the day, some of you may remember that, in a white coat saying that this cigarette is better and safer than the other, and just lies.
That is so weird that you mentioned that. My brother has this weird thing where he watches like old commercials.
And he saw that?
And yesterday I was at his house and he was watching a old Camel Crush commercial, or just Camel.
Camels.
And it was a doctor. It was like, these are what the doctors smoke. And I was mind blown. I was like, doctors used to openly smoke cigarettes? So it's really funny that you mentioned that, because I just learned that yesterday.
And the commercial for a Camel was you would walk a mile for a Camel.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, well, you smoke, you probably couldn't walk a mile. Okay? That was their logo. That was their mantra. You would walk a mile for a Camel. And the impact on our health, think of all the commercials that are running right now regarding food, regarding, anything that we consume, alcohol, sodas, cereals. Do you realize how influenced the culture is by these campaigns? They are only marketing campaigns. They are not necessarily a depiction or reflection of reality. It's a reality that they create. And then we adopt it, and it then becomes reality. And these are, and I don't know who created that Marlboro campaign. Whoever did it was brilliant. It's a brilliant campaign. The Marlboro man was not just a guy sitting on a horse who was rugged looking, handsome, chiseled face, beautiful looking, fellow. No, he was an iconic symbol. And it's one professor, a professor Vacker, said he was a symbol of how people could control their destiny. And Professor Vacker said, quote, he was a reassuring figure at the height of our fear of nuclear annihilation and a conservative counter to changing values, close quote. That's what was going on back in those days. There was a lot in play. The Cold War was in play. It was a turbulent period, the Cold War. There were civil rights, women's rights movements were in play at the time. There was the emergence of rock and roll. Oh my God, we were all going to go to hell. Watching Elvis Presley bump and grind, people thought, oh my God, it's the end of humankind. It was a crazy time. I was just a lad. I have vivid memories of those times.
We just had a caller call and ask if you remember the old Gold commercials.
Gold.
Gold. I'm guessing it's a cigarette brand.
Yes. There was Newports. Then they came out with the mentholated. And then the claim was that the menthol cigarettes were healthier. And it turns out, you can check my work on this, the African-American community bought into the mentholated cigarettes. Kools was the K-O-O-L. Kools was the brand at the time. Then there were Salem and others. And they targeted certain groups, ethnic groups. It's insidious. You say, well, hell, it's only a commercial. No, it's not, man. It's not just a marketing campaign or a commercial. It is a medium that shapes destiny. It's a medium that contours the society that we live in and the food culture that we adopt. Do you think for 1 minute that all of these chains, these fast food chains, would be in existence but for the marketing? It's ridiculous, but that's what it is. And I know that there are scholars, anthropologists, sociologists, communication scholars that study this phenomenon, the media, and how the media shapes our destiny, whether we like it or not.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by American Biotech Labs, your daily immune system support. Ridgecrest Herbals, take your health to a higher elevation. CV Sciences, from seed to shelf. New Chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom. Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
And welcome back. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition. Just before we bring on our guest, I want to keep my promise. I had mentioned something about the weather, remember? And I said, you know, the weather does affect us. And so there was a story trending this morning. I didn't plan on talking about it, but I remember seeing it as I was getting ready for the show. Does weather really affect our experience with pain? A new study apparently says that living with arthritis and other conditions that cause pain, a certain kind of weather does increase pain. You know, try to tell somebody who lives in a cold climate that the weather doesn't affect their body and the pain. Some people can even predict when the weather's going to turn for the worse. And this debate has gone on forever. And you would think that somehow we would be more, we would confirm the hypothesis or disconfirm it once and for all. But scientists and many at the University of Manchester in the United Kingdom have released the findings of a new study that exposes a link, they said, between chronic pain and humid, windy days with low atmospheric pressure. Notice what I said. Chronic pain, humid, windy days with low atmospheric pressure. I didn't say below zero temperatures or, you know, freezing temperatures. Now, it's been forever since the time of Hippocrates that weather would, affect the symptoms that we have. And, you know, can you weather the pain? Yeah. It's just unsettled. It's not that clear to me. Now, my mom, she would have sworn to you that, you know, when the weather came, cold weather and whatever, when weather would change, she would have more discomfort. She swore. I mean, you couldn't convince her otherwise. Was it in her head? I don't think so. But I don't know. These scientists, they just can't seem to nail this one down. But anyway, speaking of cold country, a new guest on the show today. I understand he's out of Ontario, Canada. I have not been to Ontario, although we've had guests from Ontario on the show before. Wayne Elliott is his name. Wayne, welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition. How cold is it in Ontario today?
Well, thank you. It's a little depressing, Dr. Garka. It's cold. It's below freezing. This is a little unusual, but we have snow and 100% chance of snow for the next 12 hours, according to the weather. So
100%.
I get it that the weather can affect the way we feel. That's for sure.
100% chance. There's no ambiguity, right?
No chance of stopping, according to the forecast. Not today.
Were you born and raised in Ontario?
I was, even though my second home is the Miami area. I went to university there and winter there these last 15 years. But yeah, born and raised in the Hammer, Hamilton, Ontario. That's our steel city.
Yeah, the Hammer.
Canada. And happy to be headed your way in another month or so.
So let me ask you, Wayne, I know you didn't come on to talk about the weather, but is it different when you're in this climate compared to Ontario? Do you feel different emotionally, physically, psychologically, or is it the same?
No, I would say there's a difference, truthfully, especially in the winter and depending on your age. Some people love the winter. I used to think it was okay when I was younger, but skiing and so forth. But no, looking outside today, it's very gray. Visibility is low, snowing like heck. I always fix my mood up a step when I get to Southern Florida each winter. That's for sure.
And you're affiliated with Strauss.
Correct.
Yeah. Correct. What's your connection to the company?
Well, years ago I was Eastern Canadian distributor, and met Jim Strauss Sr. Was first a customer. And with clogged arteries and angina and all the angina symptoms, that was 22 years ago in my early 40s. Today at 65, I'm a new man. I haven't had angina for 20 years or any of the symptoms and have energy. And I'm in the recycling business is how I make my living. We recycle and scrap old ships and warships and hazardous waste and batteries and scrap metal. So my 49th year as a in business as a recycler, but my passion is natural health and certainly the Strauss company, the Strauss Heart Drops, and what Jim Strauss taught me many years ago about nature and natural health.
I misspoke. You have been on my show before. I remember you've been on my show before, haven't you?
I don't remember.
I do remember because you know how I remember.
Years ago, if I was,
I remember because of what you in the scrap business. I remember that story that you told. Now it rings a bell for me. Yes. So you would attribute your taking of the scrap. There's no ambiguity. Like there's no ambiguity that it's going to snow 100% where you are today. There is no ambiguity in your mind that your angina was corrected with the taking of that product. 100%.
120%. My parents, my friends, my customers. This is my passion is to do the radio shows. I did 500 lectures years ago.
Oh my land!
No, there's no question about that. The it's like a miracle. But I've seen the solid proof so many times. It just dissolves plaque and cholesterol. The Strauss Heart Drops do, and you will have blood flow everywhere you're meant to have it. And it turns out that's probably the most important body function. So there's absolutely no doubt in my mind.
877-897-8255, 877-897-TALK. I'm sure in Canada, I haven't looked, but, in the United States, cardiovascular disease, or let me be more specific, coronary heart disease, because cardiovascular disease is constituted of many different heart-related diseases. Heart disease has been the leading cause of death since the 1920s in this country. Is that the case there in Canada, too?
Yes, sir, exactly the same, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Number one.
Number one. And then cancer is right behind it. And the product, Mr. Strauss, the man who, the father, of course, his sons and family now running the business and whatnot. But that formula, that was put together not in current contemporary times. When we come back, if you could talk about that, that particular concept and what he had in mind. If you could share that part of the narrative, that's an interesting narrative to share. You know, people think, well, it's just, well, I don't want to give it away. When we come back, I'll let you share with the audience what exactly the heart drops are. Mm-hmm. Wayne Elliott, Ontario, Canada, Strauss.
Feel tired, lethargic, or irritable? Take Solace. You're one of millions of Americans that has trouble falling asleep or staying asleep. In fact, according to a national survey, 54% of adults have trouble sleeping. So what can you do about it? Take Solace. Solace is an all-natural dietary supplement formulated to support healthy sleep and relaxation. Solace can help you fall asleep and stay asleep naturally. Formulated with all-natural ingredients, Solace is non-addictive and won't leave you feeling groggy in the morning. Take Solace an hour before bed and feel the calming effects of this extensively researched sleep and relaxation aid. For more information on Solace, call toll-free 877-533-7066 or visit TakeSolace.com. That's 877-533-7066 or take SOLUS.com. Look for Solace in your local health and nutrition store. Solace, for a good night's rest naturally.
Have you experienced the wisdom of nature with Zyflamend Whole Body from New Chapter? Zyflamend is a 10-herb blend that delivers three health benefits. First, Zyflamend is an herbal approach to pain relief, helping to soothe minor pain or soreness. Second, Zyflamend is a joint supplement with time-tested herbs to support joint function and flexibility. And the third benefit, Zyflamend supports the body's healthy inflammation response, something that's essential for maintaining whole body health. Zyflamend is New Chapter's clinically tested blend of 10 remarkable herbs, including pure and potent turmeric, ginger, and green tea. Zyflamend is non-GMO, project verified, gluten-free, and 100% vegetarian. New Chapter is a leader in supplement quality. Every ingredient, every product, every time. Discover Zyflamend, New Chapter's number one selling multi-herbal. Zyflamend is made with ginger for occasional pain relief after exercise. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available, and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today, and learn more about the CBD evolution at PlusCBDOil.com. That's PlusCBDOil.com.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. Natural factors where great health begins. Kyolic, aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Celsius, live fit. Flora, 100 years of herbal wisdom. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome back. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition. Wayne Elliott, educator for Strauss, Heart Drops. And we'll get you to their website here in a second. He has had a personal experience with the product, and he said 100%, 120% that his angina, which was like 20 years ago, corrected itself in taking the product. Now you can't dismiss those kinds of that kind of anecdotal evidence. Say that it's a placebo or it's all in his head is I don't think so. You know, if that's a pretty strong placebo effect, and I'm just saying. Wayne, welcome back. Share the story about the formula a little bit with the listener and the viewer.
Well, the Strauss family, Peter Strauss, Jim's son, is the eighth generation herbalist, master herbalist, medicine man. And the Strauss hard drops are actually the newest product. They were made in 1980 for Jim after a massive heart attack. We didn't know much about cholesterol in those days. In my opinion, Western medicine still knows little, the cholesterol myth and their position that high blood cholesterol is a danger when 8 out of 10 heart attack victims have low blood cholesterol. So I still don't think that Western medicine knows much about it, but certainly back in 1980, they knew less, and Jim was lucky that he was a block from the hospital, and when he had this heart attack and rolled into the parking lot and honked on his horn, they came and got him, and they, after some tests, told him that he could die that day if he didn't have the open heart surgery. Jim declined that and flew back to Kamloops, BC, about a two-hour flight in a medical helicopter. And he and his son, Pete, he was in too much pain to lay down and too much pain to walk or stand up. So from an easy chair, he and Pete discussed the herbs that they would need to dissolve this plaque, clear his arteries. And the Strauss family, the only people I've ever heard of that put their formulas together by taste, just like a fine chef or a cook or your mom would to taste something before she served it to you. So they, with a gram scale and chewing the herbs they believe they needed, herbs like cayenne and, of course, garlic and hawthorn berries and leaves, motherwort, European mistletoe, white willow bark. They, in about 3 hours, I've heard the story many times, about 3 hours, they had the what they considered to be the formula in its best proportion. So Peter made a tincture for his dad. They didn't know how much to take, so Jim started to drink what we now consider about a two-week supply every day. And this was at age 59 he was. In two and a half weeks, he walked to his mailbox. In 6 and a half weeks, he went back to work. Never a surgery, never a pill, never a pharmaceutical. And went to work for 25 years and healthy living and no issues. So... It's a newer formula. It's 40 years old and tried and true. I've dealt with so many people, Dr. Garko, in the past, and I would love it. They would come to the next lecture or call the next radio show and tell me about their mom or their sister and many teary moments. But it's just been the most rewarding thing, truly, I've ever been involved in my life. Mm. Grateful for my own life, of course, mm-hmm. my parents and mm-hmm. some dear friends and relatives, but truly rewarding to be just some part of helping other people.
877-897-8255, 877-897-TALK, Wayne Elliott with Strauss. The website that people can go to, Wayne?
It's a StraussNaturals.com. StraussNaturals.com. That's S-T-R-A-U-S-S. They could also check me out or my blog at wayne-elliott.blog just for some of my stories and pictures of recycling ships and so forth. As I say, that's how I make my living. This is pure passion that I love to be involved with.
Yeah, I know you do. I can tell. I hear that. And you spell your last name E-L-L-I-O-T-E?
T-T. Two L's, two T's.
Okay.
E-L-L-I-O-T-T.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got a little typo there on your name, so we'll fix it. You've been going around the literally Canada and the world talking about this product for how long now?
For me, about 22 years, Doug. About 22 years I've been... You can't shut me up. If anybody's willing to talk, I'm all in.
Yeah, we were. We found some photographs of you. You had your industrial helmet on. You were at it looked like on a dock somewhere, shipping yards, and that's an interesting business. You still do that work?
Yeah, we sure do. Yes, sir. Yeah, We've recycled, the family has recycled over 150 large ships in our in our career.
So you take these ships and you, when you say recycle them, you take them apart and then what do you, I guess, use the metal?
That's right. Take out the hazardous waste, all the cleaning, the asbestos, the hydrocarbons, PCBs, and then we, we process the steel into pieces 4 foot by 2 foot for steel mills, for melting at steel mills.
Well, that's a dangerous job. I mean, there's a lot of contaminants there.
Well, there is, and there's other dangers, too, lifting, 50 and 100-ton pieces of ship and torch cutting. And a lot of our cutting now is done by very large hydraulic shears on the ends of big excavators.
Hmm.
But, yeah, it's a dangerous work, exposed to many materials. That's for sure. There aren't too many in this business. There's, I think, 4 in the United States. We're the only ones full-time in Canada.
Wow.
It's a challenging business indeed.
Mm-hmm. This is interesting. people's health, whether you're in Canada, whether you're in Connecticut, whether you're in Colombia, it doesn't make any difference. People's health is certainly a priority, although at times not treated as such, until and when some catastrophic event, like with Mr. Strauss, he's got a coronary, he's driving himself to the hospital, they want to do open heart surgery, he declines. That's a crazy story. He said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to go on back home, and decides to take matters into his own hands. And then born out of that the potential tragedy, come the Strauss heart drops, which, by the way, I should tell the listener and the viewer, in Canada, that is a legendary product. It's quite something. We come back. There's much more to share and tell. Strauss heart drops. We'll tell you more. You're listening to Let's Talk Nutrition, coast to coast and globally. Are you tired of being tired? So was Amanda until she tried Floradix Iron and Herbs. You can probably relate. Between juggling her job and family, she was constantly exhausted. She put off going to the gym and making her dinner every night seem like a heroic task. Then she found out she had the most common nutritional deficiency in the U.S., iron deficiency. Amanda turned to Floradix, an easily absorbed plant-based liquid iron supplement. For over 60 years, Floradix has been helping reduce exhaustion and fatigue caused by iron deficiency. This formula is easy on the digestive tract and free of artificial colors and flavors. It even has vitamins B and C for enhanced absorption. No wonder it's the best-selling iron supplement in North America. FloraVital provides all the same benefits as Floradix, but without gluten or yeast. Reclaim your energy with Floradix and FloraVital, available at your local health food store. For more information, visit florahealth.com/Floradix. florahealth.com/Floradix.
The ever-increasing stress and toxicity we are exposed to from our environment, diets, and lifestyles make internal cleansing a necessary part of a good health regimen. Founded in 1980, Yerba Prima was the first company to launch a whole-body internal cleansing kit. Since that time, they have continued to develop and manufacture a complete range of all-natural, high-quality fiber and internal cleansing products. By using all-natural psyllium fiber and no harmful stimulant laxatives, all Yerba Prima fiber and internal cleansing products can be used over a long period of time to ensure optimal health and regularity. With nearly 30 years dedicated to all-natural cleansing products, it's easy to see why Yerba Prima is a leader in the fiber and cleansing products category. Learn more at yerbaprima.com, YERBAPRIMA.com, or visit your local health retailer. Yerba Prima, pioneer in internal cleansing products.